What's up, everybody? My name is Athena, and you're here to listen to Vanished in the Valley. Today, we are going to talk about some news happening with the FDA and a recent court ruling. We are also going to talk about some Canadian bullshit going on. And since the last few weeks, we've been kind of touching on the poisonous ass food supply in the United States, we are going to talk about the company Nestle. So sit back, get ready for this. Let's start with some information about Nestle. This is all according to Wikipedia. Nestle is a Swiss multinational food and drink processing conglomerate corporation headquartered in Vevey, Switzerland. It has been the largest publicly held food company in the world, measured by revenue and other metrics, since 2014. So since we're talking about it here on Vanished in the Valley, we are going to talk about the fuckery that has been following this company around for decades. And since, I just said this company is a Swiss company, as you can tell, it's not just the American food supply that is poisoned. Unfortunately, it just seems the American food supply seems to be the most poisoned. Let's just kind of start with some of the bullshit that Nestle has pulled in recent memory. We are going to start with some controversies that even Wikipedia will talk about, and then we'll go a little bit deeper. Back in the 70s, there was the baby formula marketing controversy. And the problem with this was Nestle was quote-unquote aggressively marketing their breast milk substitute in extremely poor parts of Africa. And a lot of people are saying the thoughts behind that is if they could get these mothers to use their fake-as-fuck baby formula, then their breast milk would dry up and they would be forced to use this formula. The problem is you need water, clean water, to make up this baby formula and give it to your baby. These greedy fucks at Nestle actually had women dress up as nurses to convince these breastfeeding mothers that their formula was healthier than breast milk. And of course, they did print a bunch of warnings about make sure the water's clean. All of this, these warnings, they were printed on the back of the container. Problem was, most of these women were illiterate. So they didn't realize that mixing this shit with dirty water would probably kill their infants. Some estimates say Nestle killed as many as more than 10 billion babies in the world with their deceptive practices and basically convincing millions of women that formula, specifically their formula, was healthier than breast milk, which then would make their breast milk dry up and they would have no choice but to use this product. So once their breast milk dries up, then they're basically forced to use this poison, which, if you read the ingredients on a lot of baby formulas, the fucking first ingredient is high fructose corn syrup. Like, really? Really? We think that's really better than a fucking natural breast milk? That's really healthier for an infant? Let's get them on the fucking crack sugar as infants. Sounds like a great plan. And I'm not pulling that 10 billion number out of my ass. There was a study in 2018 by the National Bureau of Economic Research, and they estimated that 10.87 billion infants had died between 1960 and 2015 as a result of Nestle baby formula used by mothers in low and middle income countries without clean water sources. The deaths peaked at 212,000 in 1981. So they literally fucking had women dress up as nurses and said, hey, ladies that probably can't read and don't have much of a nutrition / medical background, try our baby formula. It's better for your infant. This is just like straight up evil and greed at its most disgusting. Another nasty little trick up Nestle's sleeves was when these women were in the maternity ward, they would basically just give these children the formula. And of course it was free. So this whole time the mother's in the maternity ward and not using her natural breast milk, it's basically making her natural milk reserves dry up. These motherfuckers are like evil geniuses. They're like, oh, let's go exploit people that are very vulnerable. And they're even more so vulnerable because they're in a fucking hospital and totally dependent on the people they're trusting to keep them and their child safe, healthy, and alive. Another little interesting tidbit is in May of 2011, the debate over Nestle's unethical marketing of infant formula was relaunched in the Asia-Pacific region. 19 leading Laos-based international NGOs have launched a boycott of Nestle and written an open letter to the company. And here are some of the things that they're basically claiming is some of the biggest unethical practices that Nestle is guilty of. Now, just like with the Africa poisoning of children in Laos, the back of the packaging of this infant formula wasn't fucking written in their language. Also, there were incentives given to doctors and nurses to promote the use of the Nestle infant formula. An independent audit of Nestle's marketing practices in Laos was commissioned by Nestle and carried out by the Bureau Veritas in 2011. The audit found that the requirements of the World Health Organization code are well embedded throughout the business. Like, really, you did your own audit, Nestle, and you found that you're like totally okay, that everything is in line with ethical standards. Shocker. And the infant formula fucking scandal isn't even it. There are a whole ass list of issues that Nestle's had throughout the decades. And we're going to kind of go over some of them right now. It's not just the baby formula scandal. They have been accused of child slave labor, exploiting drought-ridden areas, plastic pollution, and contamination. Nestle's been involved in incidents related to pollution, breaching water pollution limits in the UK, and facing worse situations in China. Nestle has been accused of promoting unhealthy food to children, despite claiming to be a leading nutrition, health, and wellness company. The company says it's taken steps to address issues like child labor, aka child slave labor, in cocoa communities in West Africa. To this fucking day, you guys, Nestle are trying to privatize worldwide water rights. The CEO has openly said he doesn't think water should be a human right. Like, are you fucking serious? Water shouldn't be a right. How about, okay, water shouldn't be a right. Let me take your water away, Mr. CEO, bro. Getting back to the baby formula situation for a second, there were bad batches of formula that were not allowed to be sold in the United States. So, what did these fuckwads do? They unloaded it on third world countries just to protect their profits. In the Congo, Nestle closed a water source that had been used for 1,000 years. They killed the Congolese people to stop them from using their hunting grounds, then charged them for bottled water and to use their own land for food. They're just like an exploitive as fuck company that doesn't matter who they have to kill or whose rights they have to stomp on to make their fucking profits. A little side note, Nestle also owns Purina Pet Foods, and Purina is some of the most disgusting, terrible pet food you can feed your animals. So if you use Purina, fucking throw that shit away today and go get something that has good ingredients. The first ingredient should always be a meat, and avoid Purina, avoid Olroy, those shitty kind of brands. Obviously, if you're feeding your animal shit food, they're going to get kidney disease, liver disease, all kinds of bad shit comes from feeding your animals a shit diet. Let's talk about their child slave shit for a second as well. Nestle uses child slave labor, and basically they do that because it reduces the prices for chocolate production. A couple of years ago, a court approved a lawsuit filed against Nestle, accusing the company of supporting child slavery by refusing to enact tighter controls on what farms they buy from. Nestle doesn't directly own chocolate plantations in nations like Africa, but given that it's a major global customer with extremely aggressive pricing demands, it effectively dictates the conditions on plantations they work with. In 2012, the Fair Labor Association accused Nestle of violating its own labor code, highlighting the fact that corporate responsibility pledges are toothless without a third-party oversight. Another controversy coming from these twats is palm oil. Nestle was using palm oil in its products, particularly Kit Kats. So this ingredient specifically is controversial due to the issues like rainforest clear-cutting and habitat destruction for a number of animals, including orangutans. Nestle's been accused of using suppliers known for clear-cutting for the purpose of palm oil harvesting without permits or government oversight. Nestle did agree to seek quote-unquote sustainable sources for its palm oil and to implement a better supply chain management. But there's no monitoring and there's no third-party oversight, so Nestle is basically just left to do what Nestle does, and that's exploit the fuck out of anything it touches. Let's move on over to California. So check this shit out. In 2013, NPR explained why bottled water can't be produced sustainably. But Nestle has not stopped. And not just Nestle, it's actually a whole bunch of different other water companies. Because it's a multi-billion dollar industry. In California, Nestle bottles water in a desert region of the state that are already struggling with water shortages. I mean, it's the fucking desert. And California was in a fat drought for like the last 10, 15 years. In Wisconsin, Nestle became involved in a protracted dispute over pristine water sources. Nestle has also made itself extremely unpopular in Oregon. Nestle's been accused of privatizing what should be free public resources across the United States. One of the little tricks Nestle uses to get around water use restrictions is pumping it on reservations, like Native American reservations that aren't subject to most American law. The water table, however, adheres to no boundaries, and excessive pumping in one area obviously devastates groundwater reserves in another. California's aquifers are being too quickly drained to recharge themselves, and Nestle gives zero fucks about that. That's just shady as fuck. They're like, we know this practice is damaging, so let's go to the reservation so we can exploit Native Americans and get past these pesky little laws that the United States governments are making. This information about Nestle is nothing new. There's been one of the longest standing boycotts on any company against Nestle, and it's been going on for almost 50 years. Think about 50 fucking years ago, guys. There was not podcasts. There wasn't the fucking internet. This was all like word of mouth, grassroots efforts to get the information out about this fucked up company. And I feel like a lot of that has been forgotten today. As far as Nestle being a health and wellness brand, get the fuck out of here. There was a report done by the UK Consumers Association, and it revealed that 7 out of the top 15 high sugar, fat, and salt breakfast cereals were Nestle products. This company has extremely deceptive practices. In 2002, in Colombia, the company was ordered by the police to decommission 320 tons of imported powdered milk because of false relabeling, which included a different local brand and altered production dates. Imagine what else is going on with Nestle if this is just the shit that's been brought to light. I guarantee you there are definitely more skeletons in their fucked up little closet. One of the really fucked up things about Nestle is they own so many other companies. So let's just start with some pet products. They own Alpo. And like I was saying earlier, Purina. They also own Pro Plan, Friskies, Dog Chow, Kitten Caboodle, Fancy Feast, Frosty Paws. The list goes on. There's a shit ton of animal food companies they own. And 100%, these are some of the shittiest pet foods you could ever buy for your animal. So if you feed your animals any of these brands, throw it the fuck out. Let's go over some of the baby food companies Nestle owns. They own Gerber, Nan, Alfamino, Little Steps, Serogro, Materna, SMA Nutrition, Neslec, Nestium, and there are a bunch other. Moving on to the bottled water companies these fucks own. They own Perrier. You know, the fucking ritzy, hoity-toity, nasty-ass bubble water? Yeah, they own that shit. They own Arrowhead. They own Ice Mountain, Splash, Aquapana, Nestle Pure Life, Dolan Spring, San Pellegrino, and others. Cereal? They own Nesquik, Cinny Minis, Bar One, Country Corn Flakes, Golden Morn, Golden Nuggets, Honey Gold Flakes, Honey Stars, Oats and More, and the list fucking goes on, you guys. Now moving over to the treats, like the snacks and chocolate. They own Kit Kat, they own Nestle Toll House Chocolate Chips Company, Milky Bar, Rowan Trees, Damak, Coffee Crisp, After Eight, Toronto, Trencito, Turtles, Yorkie, Prestigio. Moving on to culinary. They own Hot Pockets brand, DiGiorno, Tombstone, Stouffer's, Lean Cuisine, Life Cuisine, California Pizza Kitchen, which really makes me sad because I usually don't fuck around with frozen pizza, but I was really a fan of California Pizza Kitchen. Apparently, no more. They also own Sweet Earth, Wildscape, Libby's. It's fucking everywhere. Now let's move on to fucking coffee, you guys, because I'm also a huge coffee fan. They own Nescafe, Coffee Mate, Starbucks Coffee at Home, Chameleon Cold Brew, Presto, Lindes, and the list goes on. As far as drinks, they own Nest Tea, Purity Organic, Nesquik, Sweet Leaf Tea, and Milo. Now, this is the fucking funny part. This is the healthcare and nutrition health companies they own. Boost, Breakfast Essentials, Made by Carnation, Garden of Life, Fiber Choice, Nutrin, Complete, and the list goes on. So they have their dirty little greedy fucking fingers in all walks of food, whether that be baby food, human food, health food, pet food. So really read the fucking labels when you are shopping. And if you see anything with Nestle, just run the other way. Just a little side note about this fucked up company. They do own cereal companies and it's sold under different names in different countries. So in other countries, they own Cheerios, Shreddies, Shredded Wheat, Cookie Crisp, Golden Grahams, Corn Flakes, Trix, Lucky Charms, and Cocoa Puffs. Really start reading these fucking labels, you guys, because this food, it's not food, it's fucking poison. I found this woman, her name is Barbara O'Neill, and she has a lot of good videos on different nutritional aspects of food. And I like her even more because if you go to her Wikipedia page, this is how this shit starts out. Barbara O'Neill is an Australian alternative health personality known for promoting dangerous and unsupported health practices and ideas. These fuckers at Wikipedia need to get bitch slapped and maybe throat chopped. It just so happens that Barbara is against vaccination and also anti-fluoride. So, of course, she's going to end up in the crosshairs of the mainstream media and all the fucks that are trying to depopulate the world. In 2019, Healthcare Complaints Commission in New South Wales ruled that she is prohibited from providing any health-related services following several complaints from the public and, more importantly, health professionals. You know, those same Australian health professionals that forced their entire country to get that fucking poison clot shot? Yeah, them. So I would totally trust them. On her Wikipedia page, all they do is talk shit from start to finish. But you can find all kinds of different videos she's made, and a lot of them are fucking good. She has this flu bomb recipe that I swear to God, you start to feel sick and you take this concoction and you feel better. Not instantly, but very quickly. If you look her up on like the piece of shit search engine Google, every single post that comes up is some shit basically talking about how she's a fraud and she's trying to claim she cured cancer. I've never once seen this woman say she cured cancer. But I used to have these fucked up heartburn, burning stomach ulcer situation going on. And that's actually how I found her. She was talking about cayenne pepper. And I started putting cayenne pepper on a lot of shit that I would normally not. First of all, I'm not even like a spicy person. Fuck all that shit. But cayenne pepper is a bit different than all other peppers as it is not an irritant. It actually attracts blood flow to whatever area, like your stomach, you swallow the cayenne pepper. And I swear to God, cayenne pepper has worked better than Tums, than Pepcid, milk, all of that shit. Like actually, since I started eating cayenne pepper, I no longer have to take Tums or Pepcid. Fuck all that shit. So she has my vote just from fixing my stomach issue. And she has so much more information. So check out her website. She also has an Instagram page, which I'm shocked it hasn't been banned yet. And a lot of her YouTube videos have been taken down and or are censored. So check this woman out and just listen to what she has to say. I'm not saying fucking listen to this woman and think this is the gospel. I'm saying use fucking common sense like you should with everything. She has some really good ideas, and I know for a fact the cayenne pepper and her flu bomb 100% work. If you want to find Barbara's website or just want more information about this woman and what her ideas are, I will leave a link in the show notes to her website. and just listen to what she has to say and make your own decision. Also, read some of the fucking stories the mainstream media has put out about this woman. I'm pretty sure a lot of it is funded by the Cancer Association, because the Cancer Association, specifically in the United States, they don't want to fucking cure cancer. Why would they do that? They would lose out on billions of dollars. So if you look at the internet, like Google specifically, and look at these search results, it just looks like a smear job. So that, in my opinion, gives Barbara another point in my book. This woman is attacked by the mainstream media and different government organizations, saying she's basically a quack. But I think that's kind of funny in relation to the next thing I'm going to tell you about, which is the corrupt as fuck FDA. Check this shit out. The FDA has settled an ivermectin case and is agreeing to remove controversial quote-unquote stop it posts, as in stop using ivermectin. In this agreement, the FDA has agreed to remove social media posts and web pages that urge people to stop taking ivermectin to treat the kabobo, and the settlement was dated March 21st. The FDA has already removed a page that said, "Should I take ivermectin to prevent kabobo?" No. Within 21 days, the FDA will remove another page titled, quote, "Why you should not use ivermectin to treat or prevent kabobo." The settlement was actually filed with the federal court in Southern Texas. The FDA has not authorized or approved ivermectin for use in preventing or treating kabobo in humans or animals. And that's what the page currently states. It also goes on to say the data do not show ivermectin is effective against kabobo, despite how some studies it cites shows ivermectin is effective against the illness. The FDA in the settlement is also agreeing to delete multiple social media posts that came out strongly against ivermectin, including one that stated, quote, "You're not a horse. You're not a cow. Serious, y'all. Stop it." In exchange, doctors who sued the agency are dismissing their claims, the filing states. So this is just like one more official authority that was trying to convince the whole ass world that ivermectin was an animal fucking drug, that it had no use in human medicine, and especially no use in treating kabobo. Because as we all know, if they had to admit that ivermectin was effective against kabobo, then they couldn't rush through their poison as fuck clot shots. So kind of like what I was just talking about with Barbara, all of these official government agencies going after this woman, saying she's a quack and she's harmful. Just look at this one example of how the FDA is now having to backtrack. There's been so many things the FDA has done just in relation to kabobo that should make you question anything this corrupt as fuck organization says. And just in case you need a little refresher course on ivermectin, ivermectin was approved by the FDA in 1996 to treat several conditions, including tropical diseases caused by parasitic worms. And in the U.S., it is common for doctors to prescribe medicine off-label or for a different purpose than the one for which the medicine is approved. And I'm sure we all remember back when the doctors were prescribing ivermectin to treat kabobo, the FDA went all fucking ballistic with their lame-ass posts about don't be a cow, don't be a horse. This specific case I'm talking about was brought by Dr. Robert Apter, Dr. Bowden, and Merrick, and they filed this case in 2022. They said they all suffered repercussions after prescribing ivermectin to patients with COVID-19, and that the FDA was to blame. Dr. Apter said pharmacists refused to fill prescriptions, citing the FDA. The suit states, quote, "This refusal delays its patients in obtaining their prescribed treatment when early intervention is paramount. While they look for pharmacy to fill the prescription, if they can find one at all." This suit also goes into more details, stating the FDA illegally interfered with the relationships between doctors and patients. The doctor said with regard to ivermectin, the FDA overstepped the authority conferred on it in the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. I would 100% trust Barbara O'Neill over the corrupt as fuck FDA any day of the week. All right, you guys, it's change of subject time. Now we are moving on up to Canada. Check this shit out. I'm finding this on nationalpost.com. Secret RCMP report warns Canadians may revolt once they realize how broke they are. In this secret RCM report, it's basically warning the federal government in Canada that the citizens may descend into civil unrest once the citizens realize the hopelessness of their economic situation. It states the coming period of recession will accelerate the decline in living standards that the younger generations have already witnessed compared to earlier generations. And the name of this report? Whole of Government 5-Year Trends for Canada. It goes on to state, for example, many Canadians under 35 are unlikely ever to be able to buy a place to live. The report, labeled secret, is intended as a piece of, quote, special operational information to be distributed only within the RCMP and among, quote, decision makers in the federal government. A heavily as fuck redacted version was made public as a result of an access to information request filed by Matt Malone, who's an assistant professor of law at British Columbia's Thompson Rivers University. And he is an expert in government secrecy, describing itself as an introduction as a scanning exercise. The report is intended to highlight trends in both Canada and abroad, quote, that could have significant effect on Canadian government and the RCMP. Right from the start in this report, the authors warn that whatever Canada's current situation, it, quote, will probably deteriorate further in the next 5 years. In addition to worsening living standards, the RCMP also warns of a future increasingly defined by unpredictable weather and seasonal catastrophes, such as wildfires and flooding. Most notably, report authors warn of Canada facing, quote, increasing pressure to cede Arctic territory. Apparently another major theme of the report is that Canadians are said to become increasingly disillusioned with their government, which the authors mostly chalk up to, quote, misinformation, conspiracy theories, and paranoia. It states law enforcement should expect continuing social and political polarization fueled by misinformation campaigns and an increasing mistrust for all democratic institutions. Ironically, I'm getting this part directly from the National Post. Ironically, among the report's more heavily redacted sections is one carrying the subtitle, quote, erosion of trust. The past 7 years have seen marked social and political polarization in the Western world, reads a partial first sentence, with the entire rest of the section deleted by the government censors. This is some clown world bullshit, you guys. The censors' pen also deleted most of the section warning about paranoid populism, capitalizing on the rise of political polarization and conspiracy theories, have been populists willing to tailor their message to appeal to extremist movements. It's just fucking ironic as fuck, and you have to laugh at it, you guys, because if you sit there and you can't find any humor in this dystopian shit, you're gonna get depressed. And Canada's pretty much in the same boat as America. Fucking housing affordability is just not even there. Food costs are so ridiculous. People are just not eating because they can't afford to. PG&E, that's like our power source here in California, it's skyrocketing. Even with solar panels, our fucking PG&E bill here is $300 to $400 a month. And apparently, these economic forecasts are even more bleak for the next 5 years. So, yeah, I don't know. And just like another little side note about fucking Canada, I was watching this video and it's that dumb bitch, Chrystia Freelander, and there is this PR politician dude and he's asking her specifically how much money the Canadian government has collected in these fucked up ridiculous carbon taxes. This bitch straight up refuses to answer how much money they've collected extorting the Canadian people for this made-up carbon tax. It's fucking astounding. And they're charging Canadian families so much money for this. Check this shit out. This Freelander bitch is basically bragging that Alberta families will get $1,800 back from the tax. But according to the parliamentary budget officer, the carbon tax will cost Alberta families $2,943. So this cunt is taking away $2,943 and giving back $1,800. It's like, oh, we're just kind of extorting you. Here's like a little crumb back for you. We know you guys are struggling, can barely pay your bills, but let's tax you on some made up bullshit. I swear to God, Canada, you okay, bro? You need to get these psychopaths out of office. Almost as bad as we need to get rid of President Brandon and our entire ass political system. These people are psychopaths and they no longer have the people's best interest in mind. They have their own interests in mind. They have their master's interests in mind, not the people. And I'm not sure about Canada, but I know in America, we are obligated as citizens to dismantle a government that is no longer acting in the people's best interest. And unfortunately, our government's run amok for fucking decades, and no one's doing shit about it. Now, I don't want to leave you guys on some doom and gloom shit, but that's just the state of the fucking world. And when this shit just gets overwhelming and depressing, go the fuck outside. Get some sun. That's what I ended up doing last Friday. We didn't have an episode because it was like the first real feeling day of spring. Fucking gorgeous. So I went on a horseback ride, got a little sunburned, got hella sore fucking muscles afterwards. But it's so worth it. You feel so good afterwards. You sleep so well afterwards. You don't have to fucking go on a horseback ride. Go on a hike. Go on a walk. Just get the fuck outside and get some fresh air and some sun. It can do your mind and body a world of benefits. All right, you guys, that's about it for this episode. But before I get out of here, I have to say what's up to our top three downloading states, which are California, New York, and Illinois. And actually, Texas and Illinois are in tie first, third right there. So that's what's up, you guys. I appreciate you listening, being loyal ass motherfuckers. You guys have been around for days, and I appreciate it. If you have a rabbit hole I need to check out, send it to me at vanishedinthevalley@gmail.com. As far as our international peeps, we have Australia in first, the UK in second, Canada in third, and Bulgaria in fourth. Well, that's a new one. What's up, Bulgaria? I have a sub over on Reddit. If you want, come check it out. It's r/vanishedinthevalley. Until next week, be aware. Don't forget your pepper spray and get some motherfucking sun. Ciao, ciao.